Welcome to the Healthy Catholic Moms Podcast, where we make moving and nourishing our bodies a priority so that we not only fulfill our vocations, but excel in our callings. I'm Brittany Pearson, a Catholic wife, mom, and personal trainer, and I'm here to help you build healthy habits that actually fit your life. I am here to teach you how to get the results that you want and maintain the results that you want without spending hours at the gym or meal prepping all weekend long. I understand. I am right here with you, getting my workouts done in the nooks and crannies of time, looking up recipes while nursing babies, and trying to prioritize my own health amidst everything else going on. But I have really good news for you. You can get the results you want in less time without doing hours of cardio and restrictive dieting. I am going to teach you how to use strength training and eating in a macro balanced way to get you feeling so good in your skin, full of energy and strong to carry out your life, okay? On this podcast, we'll delve into how to lose fat in a simple, sustainable way, what your workouts and nutrition should look like during different seasons of life, like during pregnancy and postpartum times. We'll also discuss healthy quick meals and how to get them on the table, make food that kids will actually want to eat, mom hacks for making your day run more smoothly, and so much more. All the while with continuous encouragement to stay the course and live with discipline. This is a place where we're striving to steward our bodies well in order to joyfully serve. I am so happy you're here. Let's dive in. All right, my friends, welcome to today's episode. Time to dive in to 10 tips to getting out of a winter funk. I hope that you don't feel like you're in a winter funk. That would be my hope for you. But in case you do, or maybe to kind of ward it off, I know we are all from all over the place, different areas, and your winters might not be that long. They might not be that harsh. So maybe some of this applies to you, maybe it doesn't. But just even I feel like the time of year can be a little bit of a lull now. We're coming down from the holiday hype and excitement and then the fresh start of new year. And even if your weather isn't terrible, it's still, you might still feel a little bit like, all right, what is coming now before it gets spring and a new season? Especially, I always feel this, I mean, heading into Lent, because then we're in this time of a penitential season and, you know, we're trying to strip down to bare bones, like taking away some of life's pleasures that might be on this list. I don't have anything like food related. So if you usually, you know, pare down food wise, you're still good to do that. But I just thought it was an apropos time for this. I always joke with friends that this is the time of year I'm always wanting to just like burn everything in my house down. I don't know where I'm at yet this year, hopefully not there, because I am pre-recording this a little bit. Probably my last episode I'll pre-record before the baby comes. My goal was to be pre-recorded through January. So after this, I've made it and I'm hopefully just snuggling the baby right now as you listen to this. But you know, that is a hard season too if you're home with a newborn, because you're just home a lot more in winter. So as always, take what you want from this, leave the rest. I did just come up with these out of my own brain. I did not use a list from anywhere. So just things that have been helpful to me and just help me in general if I'm in a little bit of an at-home funk. So number one, now here's my caveat. I am not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice, but my first tip is to take vitamin D. So that is a tip that you can consider and just apply to you if you would like to. I am not giving you medical advice. I'll say it again, but this is a huge game changer for myself, for my husband. We talked about too, I haven't done it yet. This is November recording this, that I want to get vitamin D drops for our kids this year, but my husband and I always take it because we just don't get that much sunlight. And especially in the last couple of weeks here in November, it's been super cloudy, not a lot of sun, even if I try to get outside and get sun. So vitamin D has made a huge difference on mood. Number two is to declutter your space. This helps me so much when I get to the burn it down mode, like just want to burn the house down, because you tend to be inside a lot more. Again, I know it depends on your region, but in upstate New York, we do tend to be inside more. And clutter makes it feel so unmanageable. And clutter has, you know, there's so much research to show the negative effect that clutter has on our mental health. It's hard to get other things done. It's hard to focus. It's hard for our kids to focus and to be creative and to be calm and to be joyful. So declutter your space. Also, this is something I like to do in Advent. We had a little declutter challenge. And then right around this time too, usually it is like
I know a lot of people do this in Holy Week, but I feel like I usually do it a little bit sooner because I get to the burn it down phase quicker. But it's again this time because, what was the point of that? Oh, you're inside a lot more anyway. If this is you regionally, right? Again, I know some of you are having gorgeous weather. This does not apply, but there are times. And for you, maybe your declutter time then is more the peak of summer when it's so hot, you can't stand to go outside. So take that into consideration, you know, just remember that as falling into your kind of seasonal rhythms and routines, what works best for you and your seasons and your regions. Because for me, in winter, when I don't want to go outside a lot, is when I'm focusing on indoor projects. I am focusing on, hey, let's paint the kids' rooms. Hey, let's organize the basement, because I do not want to do that stuff when it's sunny and nice outside. So, and same thing with like my hobbies. In the winter, it's more baking and sourdough and knitting. And in the summer, it's more gardening and hiking and that kind of thing. So let the seasons guide you, but decluttering your space at any time can help. And we have to, it's an ongoing process. It's one of those things that anyone you listen to who's a decluttering or cleaning expert tells you that, like, it's something that we think should be a one and done, and it's not, because there's always stuff coming into our homes. The biggest one for me that I'm actually looking at right now is a big old stack of kids' papers of, like, you know, the random artwork and things done in schoolwork that I'm not sure if I'm going to keep or if I'm going to file away for them. And I do have little file folders that I started with, thinking like, okay, each kid's just going to have one file folder and I'll have to pick the best of the stuff. And now that's growing. So that pile has got to go. All right. Number three is to get outside daily. So even if you don't have sun, the fresh air is helpful. I have said that to my kids so many times in the last couple of weeks. I'm like, they love going outside, but I will say that, like, my oldest was like, oh yeah, we'll get some sun. I'm like, well, look outside, buddy. I'm like, there's really not much sun. I'm like, the fresh air is still good. You know, it's still great to be out, especially if you're in the house so much, to, like, it just changes your perspective. It reminds you that life exists outside your home. Even if you're in your driveway, even if you're, you know, just walking down the street, try to get outside daily. It does not have to be long. Do not let time be the barrier to entry. I do that sometimes where I'm like, well, we don't have time to go for a 20-minute walk, or we don't have time to do this. But do you have time to just open your door, step outside and take like 5 deep breaths? Cause sometimes I'll really do that. I'm like, you know what? I have not even touched the fresh air today. I just need to take a second and go be outside for a second, even feel what the temperature is like, you know? So that's number three. All right. Number four is to try an outdoor sport. Now, I'm telling you this while I laugh, because this was me like maybe 5 years ago. I got really into that. You know, I'm going to not hate winter. I'm just going to get really into winter sports, and nothing really took. So I'm putting this on my list for you, but especially in the season of life, like, we are not in a season of life where it would be doable for me to go skiing. I also do not like heights. So I nixed that one pretty quickly. I tried skiing and snowboarding each like once and was like, yes, this is not me. But I have said in past years, like, I would love to snowshoe, or I would love to whatever. I think if I had something again that was seasonal that I looked forward to that was outside, that might be great. I do have a friend who snowshoes just in her backyard. So she has 3 little kids, and she will just, when it's nap time or quiet time or whatever, or if they're just playing, she'll strap on her snowshoes, or when her husband gets home from work, and she'll snowshoe around the yard. I do not have snowshoes at the time of recording this, and I will have a newborn, so I don't know if this is the year, but maybe it's applicable to you. Instead of, you know, dreading winter, getting into things that are better to do. And again, if you're in a place where the climate is not, it doesn't get super cold, like, maybe this is just a time you can get more into hiking and things that you can't do in the summer when it's super hot for you. All right. Number five, contrastly from being outside and doing sports, focus on cozying up your indoors. This has been something I've really, really focused on this fall heading into winter. It's getting out cozy blankets. Lighting was a big one for me this year. I went to the dollar store and got a bunch of LED, not LED. I guess they probably are LED, but I don't like LED lights for like bulbs, but they're little like, you know, flameless candles essentially, because I love the idea of having candles everywhere, but I also love the idea of my children not setting themselves on fire or my home on fire. So, I had this, you know, idea. I was reading, I put on the book list. If you read or listened to that podcast a couple episodes ago, I'm sorry. I'm really like all over the place today, guys. I just want to tell you all the things, but I did put on the book list, that I loved the book, The Life-Giving Table from Sally Clarkson. And one of the things she talked about was having breakfast and dinner by candlelight And I loved that and was like, how? Yes, I want some big taper candles for the table. Like, this is great. And I didn't even at least attempt it on the table. I just was saying this to my husband as I'm saying it. I'm like, yeah, I know Judah's just going to grab them. Like, he's too. So I got little, you know, flameless ones that are big, long sticks. Like, they're great. That's, I mean, one day we can use real ones, but for now that's fine. I did put real ones other places, like up on top of our piano. So we'll light those at nighttime during the rosary. We'll, I'm really on this quest to like not turn on the artificial light. So I don't care. It gets dark at like 5 or 6, which you might think is depressing, but this is where I'm like, okay, we kind of cozy up. It's been really nice to after dinner. I just don't turn lights on as things go off. Like, I will try to turn on like small lamps, I guess, is a light, or the candles. So we light the big taper candles for the top of the piano. I will light candles places up high, but then I will use these little flameless lights. We also put these around the room, just a couple. We have two that we put around in our living room, right when we're going to be praying the rosary. And everybody's so much calmer because at the beginning, they're like, can we turn on the light? We're like, no, because they actually all like sit on the couch, pray the rosary. It's great. There is, it's calms all of us down for bed. I think my husband and I too have been sleeping way better. Like, our circadian rhythms are loving this. So focus on cozy. Lighting was huge, but you know, books around the house, blankets around the house, that kind of thing. Try to embrace the season where you are inside more and make it as cozy as you can. Now, number 6, make a list of fun things that you want to do or accomplish this winter. So this is not like be so productive, be distracted. But I think a lot of times we do this for other seasons. I'm guilty of this. I always have a summer bucket list and I always have a fall bucket list. And I've never made a winter bucket list. And again, there's different things that I have made lists of like we got it's probably more a project list for winter because it's not usually like go sledding, watch this. We do, I guess, around, you know, Christmas, we watch the Christmas movies, those kinds of things. But having things like, ooh, try this recipe and things that you're going to be indoors for anyways, even if it is kind of project-based, like clean out the basement, but other fun things too, fun things that you want to do that, again, maybe you wouldn't take the time to try to do in warmer or nicer months. And it becomes more of a positive than like, instead of sitting there thinking, when is winter over? And like, this is drudging on, this is terrible. You're like more like kind of racing the clock to get things done in winter. Like, oh yeah, I still have to do this. And oh, we were going to, this is where too, for us as a family, we do not splurge on family events very often, but we save a couple indoor things then for winter, like bowling. We took our kids bowling for the first time last year in the winter. Trampoline park, we'll always go to like once a winter. So I know that some of these have obviously added expense, but even within the home, there's so many things like we play a lot more games in the winter because in summer, again, I'm like, nope, we're outside. Like, go on the trampoline, go in the, you know, we don't have a pool, but the grandparents' pool or this or that. We go to splash pads. We're outside, but this is like the card games and the games. So maybe grab a new game from a Facebook marketplace or from a garage sale or something that, I don't think people are doing garage sales in winter, but you get the idea. I'm sure you've got some games at your house. And if not, I'm sure you can have a deck of cards that, you know, it frames it. It's kind of like with nutrition. I talk about this instead of looking at like, oh, what am I not allowed to have? Oh, I'm not allowed to have that. Look at the things that you need to get in your day. Like, oh, I need to get in 3 to 5 servings of vegetables. I need to get in 100 grams of proteins. I need to get in my water. It just filters out the rest. So if you're focused on all the fun things you're trying to do, you're not sitting there like, oh, when is this done? All right. Number 7, make plans to connect with friends. So this can be whatever it is. It could be just making sure that you're calling a friend who lives farther away from you. It could be like FaceTime dates. It could be meeting a friend. There is nothing to substitute for face-to-face, but I know that's hard for a lot of us. So, you know, meeting a friend for coffee, going for a walk with a friend, even though if it's chillier out, you know, I still love to do this, meet friends for walks, even though it's chilly. Again, you get that outside time, you get moving. And that's like my favorite way to catch up with people. So, cause you're moving, you talk about more too, usually when you're walking versus when you're just sitting having coffee, but there's a time and place for all of it. So connect with friends. It's easy to get a little more isolated when it's colder out. And I feel like everyone's social calendars are hopping through. I know for us, like summer can be so busy in a great way, but there's so many social things. even in fall, there's so many social things. And then winter, there's usually a big lull. So be proactive about it. Don't wait for people to reach out to you. This is the time that I usually do a book swap every year. Now this the year 2023, I ended up doing it more summer and did it outside just because it actually was a busy winter and I never got to it. But a book swap is really fun or things like that. There's a party I've never had or been invited to, but one of my friends was talking about having. This does have added expense, so maybe not the one that you want to do. Book swap is free. Like I just told friends, bring books and we'll all switch. And what, you know, we don't use, I will donate to the library. And that was really fun. And, you know, maybe goes with your winter goals of reading more. But another friend was talking about having a favorite things party where you pick a price point. So say $10 and under, and you'd only do this with maybe then like five other ladies or something, where you buy five of your favorite whatever, and you bring it to the party, then you all switch. So say it's like five of your favorite lip balms or five of your favorite face masks, whatever is like under 10 bucks or under whatever you decide. And then it's just an excuse to get together, have, you know, a girl's night, but you're swapping things. I thought that sounded cute, but I've yet to do it. All right. Number 8 is to awaken your senses. This is where I just wanted to throw a couple more like making your home cozy. And I talked about lighting and things. Using music is huge. Music is a huge mood booster, mood changer. I mean, there's a reason when we watch movies, some things hit differently. Like we're like, oh, that's so dramatic. Like, yeah, because it's the music that they put to the background. If we watch some of these without that music in the background, it would not really have the same impact. So think about that. I mean, there are times when I do tend to put on like classical music during breakfast. And then it's usually like after nap time while I'm making dinner and I feel like we are all going to fall asleep at 4 o'clock or 4:30. If I don't do something, I will. And it's the end of quiet time, the end of nap time. We'll put on crazy music. Lil Boo Thang is a current favorite around here. My kids, if you put that song on, my 2-year-old loses his mind. Like he starts doing butt spins on the floor and handstands and stuff. It's hilarious. So, I mean, we mix it up. We like Hamilton. We like country. We like a lot of stuff. So different music can create different moods and different tones. I put on Etta James radio and Frank Sinatra radio at dinner sometimes, just quietly in the background. So it's a whole motley crew over here as usual, but decide, you know what? It's good for deciding what moods you want. You could be setting a calm vibe with some. One of my favorite ones is on Spotify. It's like piano covers and it's like kind of the bridge, I feel like, between classical music and then just regular music where you're not getting the words and stuff, but it's really pretty. And I will put that on the background for when they're just playing and stuff sometimes. So use music, use like, again, candles, I guess you could use here for scent, but my essential oils, I use a diffuser. So I'll like, if I want to pep it up, I'll put in peppermint. If I want to just kind of have nice smells going on, I'll put in like cinnamon or just different stuff. And that totally helps make your home cozy. It can help lift you, elevate the mood, you know, and, you know, that's all I'm gonna say about that one. All right. And look up Lil Boo Thang if you haven't listened to it yet. All right. Last two. Number 9 is two, because I have kids waking up in 10 minutes here. I was really going for it today in these podcasts. Number 9 is to get your reading on. And if you haven't listened to it, maybe go listen to my top 10 must reads for 2024. But, you know, whatever you're into, I don't have fiction on that list. That's more of like the learning and growing kind of reading. But if you like fiction, start rereading some classics. Maybe you're going to listen to some books. Maybe this is a way I do like to multitask, is listening to books while knitting or while hand lettering or while doing something with my hands. So I love holding the physical book too, but sometimes I like to do that in the evenings. So get your reading on. That does tend to be a more seasonal thing for me as well, of I'll read a lot more in the winter. And then lastly, huge tip to getting out of winter funk is to focus on other people and not yourself. Now, I did just make a whole list of things that can help you, but here's the deal. I think the attitude and the approach needs to be, we are doing these things and they are helping us, but we're not sitting there analyzing it and hyper-focused on it. Because any time that I sit there and think, am I happy? Am I fulfilled right now? Am I whatever? I'm going to find something I'm not happy about or not fulfilled or not content about. When we are focusing on others, that is when we feel fulfilled and content and we have a purpose and we were created to serve. We were created to serve our creator, to serve others, to be Christ to others. And that is when we are always the most happy. So do not bog down in the, especially this, I didn't talk about social media at all on here, the social media trap of then just flipping because we're bored or we're sitting. And that's when these things usually happen. Like, oh, am I happy with the way my kitchen looks? Because I like that kitchen. Or, oh, am I happy with the way I feel? Because she looks so cute in those clothes and I couldn't wear them. Whatever. Focus on how you can help others, do things for others, and it takes the focus off yourself. And you're going to be happier. You're going to be out of that funk. All right. I hope you enjoy this list. I hope you find some of them helpful and do not feel like you're in a winter funk. If you are, I don't know what's up tech next for you. I usually tell you what's coming next, but I only made my list through January right now. So lots of fun topics, I'm sure, for February. I always like to take your input. So if you have any ideas or questions, you could shoot them to me on Instagram or just email me, Brittany at healthycatholicbombs.com. All right, ladies, enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you next time.